Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are warned that the following podcast program may contain stories, names and voices of deceased persons.
This is Outback Out Loud.
People and stories from Outback New South Wales.
Seeing my family on TV, seeing them sing, a bit teary. Yeah, nothing but love.
I have no regrets.
The people from the bush are real people. They're just wonderful people.
At a certain time of the afternoon, all these galahs come past and it's just beautiful.
If you've got time, pay Ningen a visit. Like, it's a great spot and we'd love to see you.
Yes. But Warren, it's just home. It's a beautiful little town.
I love Canambook. I'm here.
Outback Out Loud!
That's what I like.
This is Outback Out Loud Ningen.
I'm Kate Eldridge. I live in Ningen, New South Wales. I was born at Roseville in Sydney. When I was 10 months old, my auntie and my mother and my oldest sister got a Western Mail out of Sydney at 7 p.m. and we travelled all night and we arrived up in Warrigal, which was the iceworks where my dad was working at the time, and we've had a house up here. It was in the middle of the Depression and it was a great move as far as my dad went, so we followed Dad. The first 16 years we had a wonderful life at Warrigal because of the iceworks, the abattoirs. There was quite a few, about 16 houses there when we first came there, plus all our fettlers who worked along the line, and we had quite a community until the war broke out. It took all our young men, anywhere from, well, 18, and they absolutely ruined our community at Warrigal. I suppose I learned quite a lot in those days, because life wasn't easy. From 1930 to 1960 probably, about 60% of the people around this area were rabbiters or worked in the bush, and rabbits were one of our main ways of eating and living. We used to send the skins after they were dried over to Kempsey, to the Kubra hats. We supplied the Kubra hats with rabbit skins for years. My brother Bob had about six different people out in the bush, out of Cameron's Corner and those places, rabbiting, and he would go and collect all the rabbits and bring them in, and we would dress them and get them ready for market. And then they put the myxomatosis and wiped us completely off the list at all. My dad came to town and he got a job on the county council of electricity. That's when they had the great big turntables and things in here behind the town hall. Instead of catching a train into school, we rode our bikes, because we bought a little house down Temple's Lane, which is still down there. We had a wonderful social life because our family, it was a family affair. Your family went to cricket, family went to tennis, family played. We had fishing and that sort of thing, and everything. Well, we just went as a family, and all our families would meet together, and that was a weekend special. Like a moonlight, we never ever wasted a moonlight night. We used to play for hours, playing hockey. You could hide very easily in the night. And while our parents played cards, we'd be running around and probably getting into trouble, or falling over, busting our knee or something like that. And one night I fell over and cut all my forehead open. And yeah, but we still enjoyed our life. It was a lovely life. Either Friday or Saturday night there was a ball. And there was a hospital ball, there was a railway ball, there was a CWA ball, there was a show ball, there was that many balls. Friday or Saturday night, we'd either go to Collarina, we'd either go out to Hermodale, we'd have dances here, most time here in the town hall ourselves, and then we had our Palais Theatre for the picture shows. We had pictures every weekend, and sometimes Wednesday nights as well. We had an open-air picture show. We had lovely old canvas seats that we used to sit in. My dad played the mouth organ. Well, we always done a lot of singing. And particularly Tex Morton and Buddy Holly and those Jimmy Dean and those, they were one of our favourite singers. And Bing Crosby and that. Especially the war songs, yes. When I was a lad, an old ship was a pub. Over hills and meadow we'd stray. Just a boy and his dog, we were both full of fun. And we grew up together that way. I remember the time at the old swimming hole, when I would have drowned beyond doubt. Old Shippy was there, to the rescue he came. He jumped in and helped pull me out. Now as years roll along, old Shippy grew old. His eyesight was fast growing dim. Till one day the doctor looked at him and said, I'm sorry, I can't do no more for him. So I went to his side and sat on the ground. He placed his whole head on my knee. I stroked the best pal that a man ever had, and I cried till I scarcely could see. Now old Sheppy's gone where the good doggies go. No more with old Shep will I roam. If dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Shep has a wonderful home. Even today, it's such peaceful love. We can walk down the street. We don't have red lights and all the things like they do. We've got beautiful fresh air to start with, and I think that's 100% towards our health.
Let's head off to the Ningen Show, kicking off these chats with show president Rodney Robb.
I'm Rodney Robb, horse trainer from Ningen. I train horse for a living. My first show here was 1969, and I rode here right through until I was too old. Currently, I'm president of the Ningen Show. I've been president for 3 years. I was vice president for a number of 6 to 7 years. Thought I better step up. I think it's been fantastic because we've had so much downside over the last couple of years with the COVID and things like that. So I think it's been our best show, definitely our best rodeo last night. Any local people with the day that we had yesterday, with the grass about, with the cost is big, but everything's very dear to sell. It means a lot because people come. It means a lot to the schools, to the churches, to everybody. They put their little face paintings in. They put their paintings in from kindergarten. We've had record nominations this year for every class. All controls on good stewards, and we've got some fantastic stewards in every department. It's like clockwork. They all come together. They're proud to be on the committee, and they're very proud to be stewards. The stewards, they control the arts and crafts building, the bar, the cake stalls. There's a ground steward here, Roger Smith. He's been doing it for since I was a boy. Offsiding the judges, putting the ribbons on. It's a big job for 2 days. They're out there yesterday morning at 8 o'clock. Finish at 4 o'clock. All Ningen shows are great, but this one here, as far as the weather, the nominations, the people, this would go down to one of the best, yes.
Hi, I'm Tracy Morris. I'm at the Ningen Show and I run a show bag band. It's a family business, so I'm second generation. We travel all around Australia and go to all the local agricultural shows and sell show bags to everyone. Birdie Beetle, of course. It's very, very popular. The kids go for the toy bags and, we've got lots of varieties, unicorns, cars, fairies, ponies, you name it, we've got it. My family's been coming to Ningen Show for probably 35 years. Like, the big cities have everything, but the country towns have the people and the atmosphere. I think it goes hand in hand with the shows. Like, you've got the cattle, you've got the horses, you've got the fire brigade, like, all the local businesses get involved, and I think that's what makes the country show better.
Well, I'm just Crockett Brown from, I come from Cobar. I'm just at Ningen here at the show here for the rodeo. Oh, it's just one of their main sports because people grow up on horses and that, and it's been just a thing here for years about them. And I've been tied up in rodeos for a lot of years now. I competed a bit when I was younger. Mateship and camaraderie and that. It's all like a big family, and everyone gets on well.
My name's Fran Grillinger. I'm from Girralambone. We're in the midst of the pavilion for all the craft and flowers, all the kids' schoolwork, knitting, crocheting, sewing. It's the art centre as well. Talented artists, talented people within the district all come together. What's going on at the moment is that people are bringing in their entries to be judged. It brings everyone together, social aspect, community aspect, and everyone gets to see what everyone else is capable of. It's the feedback that people give, and that's what community's about.
Betty and Judy Carney share stories about their lives with Mary Ann.
Betty Carney.
Judy Carney. And I feel as though we moved here because we lived in Warren, like, because Dad was always, like, he's working hard. And, like, I remember him used to roll of $20 of $1 notes when he'd go to the pub to have a drink after work. Mm. All the Aboriginal men would always ask Dad for a shout. And then when it comes to the last, he used to say, that's it. There's no more left now, you know. But, yeah, he was, like, looking after the whole of the community and then decided to move to Ningen.
In Warren we were living.
Yeah.
Narromine School, I went there. And then I went 2 years doing nursing. And then when their father come along, one of the sisters wanted to take me to Manly. And he said, well, it won't be here when you come back. He decided to get married before I do.
But, yeah, she worked at Compton too when you were looking after children before you did nursing?
Yeah, I worked there 2 years.
She had us when she moved here.
Yeah.
So, from Warren to Ningen. And
so you're a wife and mother.
Yeah, when
she moved to Ningen, I was 5, that's what we were saying on. So it was good when we moved to Ningen because I ended up starting school, but
So what about for you, Judy? What's some of the places around Ningen that you know,
the river, like? Definitely, yeah. And we could jump off the bridge, but we're not allowed to do that now because the bridge is half still under there. Once they dried it out, you could see bathtubs and post still in there, and you wouldn't want to be jumping in the river at all. It's so shallow. As a child, I did a lot of struggles. Like when they had an intern when I was in year 6, and I was really shy and used to my big sister always talking for me. My girlfriend, best friend, of course, she was sitting with me. She ended up getting called up against the wall because I didn't have my head up. And he grabbed me by the chest, like throat, and told me to lift my head up, and I was crying my eyes out, and, you know, it was horrible. So, like, in learning-wise, I had difficult learning after that.
Mm.
What kind of work, paid work, did you do?
I did hairdressing, a pre-trade hairdressing course in Sydney at Randwick TAFE. Well, I started in Narromine, and then I got the rest of the apprenticeship here at Safari Hair Design, and I ended up buying the salon.
Dress shop and all.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was a big struggle. We had, they said I was too young and all this, that I wouldn't be able to cope because I was only 20. And, it was a lot of struggle, but I enjoyed doing it.
Mm.
But,
the business went okay?
Yeah, I was in it for 10 years, and then I ran off to Naysta and joined
the Aboriginal dancing.
Yeah, that was awesome, wasn't it, Mum, when they first came
to
beautiful up the top here.
Darwin, wasn't it, Darwin?
Yeah, and we went to the first island we went to was Aru Island, the Torres Strait Island. We went there first to that community and was dancing with the kids and learning their dance. And then we ended up the year after Bathurst Island, which is above Darwin. So, in Melville Island, we were were there too.
Had a lot of dancing and Sydney there.
They ended up coming, staying with me and coming to see all my dance performance.
How did it feel?
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Ron Robb shares his experience as a stockman and what happens after.
Ron Robb's my name. Went to school, been born in Ningen. My mum and dad were drovers. We worked on a few stations, had a few dogs and that. How to like handle dogs properly, how to break them in properly, like just stockman wise. Little things you pick up makes you a better stockman later on in your life. When I left Tarara, I come back to Ningen here and been breaking a lot of horses, I think, but 3 months ago I broke my neck and I haven't been doing much lately. Like, and I broke my third and fourth vertebrae, squashed 50% of my spinal cord. I'm very lucky to be walking, really. It's all good, but just day by day. Yeah, I didn't mind going different places and all that stuff, but you sort of, as you get older, you sort of go on your own way. Yeah, I used to barrel race here, and I used to be in a pony club for 16 years with my brother Rodney and like my sister Carol and that, but lately I've been just doing a bit of barrel racing, and I've done 6 years of bronc riding, which I like, but now I've had my accident, all that's finished. Like, I've got to find out, go to another hobby. Going back into my birds and parrot breeding and all that stuff, there's a lot to that, don't worry. It's just when you start breeding and everything like that, it's just finding things with your birds. Like, there's a lot of commitment, you've got to look after them. When you're breeding, you've got to have birds compatible. If they're not compatible, they don't breed. And you just got to change your strategy how you do it. So I've got black cockatoos, I've got major Mitchells, I've got probably 7 or 8 different breeds. But it's really good. It's a good hobby.
Next, we catch up with Skye Dedman at the rodeo.
My name's Skye Dedman. I'm the principal of Hermodale Public School. I also have been living in Ningen for the past 23 years, and tonight we're at the rodeo at the Ningen Show. Hermodale Public School is on the lands of the Wongabon people. We're about 50 kilometres west of Ningen. We currently have 7 students at our school, with more on the way. We're a school that's well supported by our community. We have some fantastic quality teaching staff, and we have students from kindergarten to year 6. We've started a 3-year project called Growing Our Future, and there's 2 elements to it. There is the cropping immersion project and the educational, cultural and social immersion project. And as part of the cropping project, we've had land donated to our school from a local farmer who's an ex-student. He's donated 85 hectares of land, and we're going to grow a wheat crop in there. Our community and our parents are going to sow the crop and harvest the crop, and the school's going to do the educational part of the cropping. So we're studying wheat varieties and sustainability and environmental impact and the agricultural industry. And then the sale of the crop will fund our educational, cultural and social project. So this year we're going to the Northern Territory for 2 weeks with the kids, leaving in the middle of June. And next year we'll head to Melbourne, and the year after Tasmania or the Great Barrier Reef. Every day we're talking about it, we're drawing in all the syllabus outcomes into every part of the project. So we're talking about the science and the history and the geography, we're connecting it to country, and to, for our students, agriculture will be their future, hopefully, to maintain our community and our farming and our mining sectors. So it's really important that even at a young age they can see themselves in that industry, and also can see the variety within the industry. There's the science, there's a mechanical side, there's the technology side. So there's so many elements that we're hoping to inspire them to be involved in.
Let's see who's down at the Ningen Bowling Club on a Friday night.
Yeah, Graham Jackson. I am the newsagent owner here in town. I'm a local councillor and, yeah, just a person of the town. We've had the newsagent since 2005. Prior to that, I was agri business manager of National Bank here. Why I run for council is we've got many things to achieve here in the town, and one of the big things at the moment, we have a residential development going in Ningen, because this is a place to live. The other big focus that I will say is that in our schools here, we have a great school system with the public and high school. We don't have any problems. And that is also a focus. Why wouldn't you bring your kids up here? Why wouldn't you have them be in Ningen and be there?
I'm Stephen Allen Cobcroft. Lived in Ningen here for years. I went away for 15 years and I've just come back. And yeah, I've been back at work in the shearing industry. Just went out when I was young, 14, I was in the shearing game. Yep. Pressed a lot of wool and then ended up shearing, yeah, a couple of years later. Until I hurt my back, hurt me back in 2007. But come back last year, well, 15 years later, yeah. Really good, yep. Good money, bit of everything. Yeah, so I've been halfway across New South Wales with it. All the new gear now, all the Heinegger gear, all the icons and that. Yeah, here's all the shearing gear, all the latest shearing gear out now, because OH&S took all the old gear out. So we've got all the latest gear. Yeah. The motors don't even run, you've got no motor now. So nothing runs, you just until you pull it in the gear and all you get is a buzz. So, yeah, no, we're completely different setup. All the wool presses, so there's no noise at all in the shed, only our boombox blasting, yeah. I've actually tried to get a shearing school going in Ningen here in the last 6 weeks. We need shearers here, big time, in Ningen. Full on all the time. It's a hard job shearing a sheep, but with all the new gear they got now, it's making it a lot easier. Yeah.
G'day everyone, my name's Mark Cashin. My nickname's Casho, that's what I'm commonly known as. So if anyone calls me Mark, I won't answer. It's Casho. My now wife, Robin, we moved up here. We decided we were going to stay here, so we bought a house. So we're not locals yet. They tell me you've got to be here 30 years to be a local, so that's, I've got a long way to go yet. So I'm into my 7th year at the mine, so love it. Good job. Yeah, good.
Hi, I'm Janice Forrest, and I'm sitting at the Ningen Bowling Club at Ningen. I was born at Quambone and grew up in Canabal. My best years of my life growing up at Quambone. Oh, it's a beautiful little country town. Back in the day, there was, there'd have been about 200-300 people. My best friends were all the farmers' children. Like, I was a very good athletics runner back in the day, and I won all the prizes for Quambone. And, Quambone was everything to me. I've met my children's father in Canamble, and I had babies to him. We lived in Orange for 24 years as married people. Then he walked out and went to the Northern Territory and left me with 5 children. And then I met a friend from a friend, and I came out to Ningen to meet him. Just to meet him, and I've been here 15 years. When I first got off the bus, I was very scared. As I said, I met him 15 years ago, and I'm still here.
Oh, I'm Normie Ward, and I'm at the Ningen Bowling Club. I was born here, but I've been all over Australia. I was a jockey, race jockey. And because I was small and I used to like horses. Well, I still like horses. I sat on me riding with Rodney Robb. I was riding for anyone then. They used to all ring me up to ride their horses. We all went to a jockey party in Sydney at the end of the year, and they had Murray Harton there, St. Palms, and Graham Robson got up and said, "Tell him the little sheep one," and then I was St. Palms all night. They liked me better than him.
My name's Talia, and we're sitting in the Ningen Bowling Club. It's a Friday night and everyone's starting to slowly arrive. I am the full-time journalist for the Ningen Weekly. I've been working here for about 18 months now, and we're a new-ish paper to the community, so we try and get out and about as much as we can. Ningen did have a paper that was unfortunately shut down with many other papers across the country, and our editor Lucy saw that there was still a need in this community for a paper and desire to have one, so we reopened and we've had nothing but great reception from the town, and we've brought in an outsider in myself, and they've all been very welcoming and very appreciative to have the paper back. I'm from Victoria, so I grew up down in Geelong. I'm here and slowly learning the rules to NRL. Oh, I cover everything. I cover general news, I cover courts. Ningen is a very big sporting community, a very big sporting town. So the Tigers are in the paper every week, the Bulls are in the paper every week. I've got Pony Club. If there's a Gymkhana on, I'm at a Gymkhana. Didn't know that there was so much to know about horses until I moved here. But yeah, we do. We try and cover everything. We cover the good and the bad. So when there's great community things happening, we cover them as well. And then if there's less great things or there's issues with different organisations in town, we try to cover that as well, because as a paper, it's our role not just to be updating people in today, but we are a form of historical recognition, so that in 20 years' time, you can look back on all of your local newspapers and you can see what's happened and the good and the bad, because history is not all good and we want to capture it all.
Thanks for listening. To hear more amazing stories from Outback New South Wales, check out the whole Outback Out Loud series, now streaming everywhere.
We acknowledge and celebrate the first Australians on whose traditional lands we meet and work, and whose cultures are among the oldest continuing cultures in human history. Please like, subscribe, rate us, and write a review. The Outback Out Loud podcast was designed and produced by Signal Creative and is a collaboration between Signal Creative and Outback Arts. The Outback Out Loud community project and workshop series was designed and facilitated by Signal Creative. These episodes are the result of recordings and interviews collected by Signal Creative and community participants. You can find Signal Creative at signalcreative.net and Outback Arts at outbackarts.com.au, and you can find both of us on Facebook and Instagram. Audio production, sound and music design by Emma Hoy. Community liaison, research and editing by Caroline Wallace.